Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rip Collins. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Kress reaches third base with a triple. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wahlberg. Kress scores. Gulick moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Gulick scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. O'Rourke steals second. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Earnshaw now pitching. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. McNeely moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNeely tags and moves to third. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earnshaw moves to second. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Earnshaw moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. Mannion hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McNeely bunts and there's an error on the play. Blue moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair strikes out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Earnshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gulick hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Browns 3, Athletics, 3. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-2 in the game. Mannion strikes out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Blue strikes out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McNeely hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Earnshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Earnshaw moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Earnshaw tags and moves to third. Bishop tags and moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gulick throws the ball into Blue, who tags Cochran trying to return to first, for the out. Earnshaw scores. Bishop scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Goslin moves to second. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gulick bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Bishop covering, for the out. Goslin moves to third. Kress moves to second. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Goslin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Athletics. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow pinch hits for Clyde Mannion. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow takes first base on ball 4. Chad Kimsey pinch hits for Rip Collins. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Badgerow moves to second. Jack Quinn now pitching. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Badgerow scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Browns, 5, Athletics, 5. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Goslin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Farrell now catching. George Blaholder now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. McNair reaches second base with a double. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gulick. Bishop reaches second base with a double. McNair scores. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.